Hey, it's all about Armageddon. It is about Armageddon. Listen, we're going to do something this week that, we haven't done in 2 years, putting up a series, Armageddon, the Future Revealed. They want to kill God the third time. That's tonight. Tuesday night, Armageddon, planetary and supernatural weapons, super soldiers. Wednesday night is Armageddon, the shadows at DARPA and military labs, super weapons. And then Friday, Armageddon, the globalist's nightmare in one day. Toast. Super sorry. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And we are going to do a series this week, as we've been doing every week. And we're grateful that you're coming and listening. And for those who have written in, listen, shatterthedarkness.net on the web is where you can find out information about us. It's a very busy website, so take your time. A lot of things to download, a lot of things to check into. You can come back to it again and again. Every week we put up the series for the coming week. And so we're glad to report this week, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Armageddon. Here's the title tonight. Now listen, the whole theme of the week, Armageddon and satanic weaponization. Armageddon is all about radical evil. It's all about the end of history. It's all about what development is occurring right now. As a matter of fact, the entire New Age movement and all that which is going on underneath the carpet is lending itself to this globalism that will be political on the surface, but develop the most powerful, supernatural, super military in all of fallen human history. Armageddon tonight, the title for Monday night, part one, The Future Revealed, They Want to Kill God. And let me tell you something, this is the third time. And so I want you to take a look at this as we're, checking into it. Before we get into the body of the message, I have a few of the announcements to give you, let you know what's going on. Let me tell you about Mansfield. In Mansfield, Ohio, some of you that live in Ohio, I know many of you are outside the United States, and maybe one day we'll get to meet up. But across the United States right now, people from five other states are coming, and down in Mansfield, Ohio, a conference called Demolishing Strongholds. Friday night, October 23rd, and Saturday all day, October 24th. Ben Muzzy's going to be there. Tom Dunn's going to be there. There's going to be teaching on the work of revivals, basics in the area of spiritual warfare. The first night, I will get 2 hours plus some question and answer time. I'll probably get about 5 or 6 hours of training dealing with occult ritual warfare, satanic warfare going on against churches. We'll deal with prayer mapping and in our authority and that what we do. And listen, it's all about in personal life and preparing ourselves in dealing with new and broader levels of spiritual warfare. So very important. And you can go to shatterthedarkness.net and see up in the right-hand corner where it says Demolishing Strongholds. Click on that. You can find out everything about it. We're glad to see friends are coming in from many places. And let me say, too, that Tom Dunn is sponsoring this for all the believers out there in Christ. Put your prayers up for it. The last conference we had folks that were undergrounders, really committed Luciferians that came into the crowd. And, they recorded the conference back in June, parts of it anyway, and sent us a note letting us know that they were there, which was fine. They were there for their reason, but maybe God had them there for another reason. So that's all right. We want to make sure that you knew about it. And we're also going to then speak at the same building. They're using a church building there in the area. The directions are on that website. And they're going to have me preach at that local church on Sunday morning. So if you do come in, if you're staying over Saturday night, you're welcome to come Sunday morning also, the 25th. A lot of big things occurring. 31 days ablaze. Want to see God bring great change into your life. And listen, what it takes is anybody that wants to pursue God. We got to remember what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Impossible to please God without faith, but anybody that does come to Him must believe that He is, and a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. Well, that's what a devoted time of seeking the Lord. And during October is a great time to really, you know, seek God, seek change. So we're making a 10-minute, 15-minute, sometimes a 20-minute kind of miniature sermon per day. And again, go to shatterthedarkness.net. You can see that on the left-hand side at the top, and you can get all of those. So we hope that that's a benefit to you. Let us know where you're listening from. It's always good just to even have a note that says, hey, you're from Canada, you're from England, you're from Australia, wherever it might be that you are listening from. Good to have a note. And you could even throw in some questions tonight live, and we'll see if we can make a response to it and be able to give you that. Now, listen, I've got a note that already came in. Let me just address this real quick. I don't know if this is live right now, but this is one that just came in. We have a live show on Sunday nights where you can even get into the chat room and engage with people. And we engage New Agers and psychics and even some Satanists that have come before, which is fine. We want to engage and talk and reason and share and witness. So we did that, and all those shows are archived also. You can find that for Sunday night. This is not really one for the air right here, so I'm not going to put this one out on the air, and I'll respond to that one a little bit later. So I appreciate that, got that in. But listen, if you are listening live and you do send a note, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And even if it's just to say a word that you're listening from some area, someplace, doesn't matter who you are. Listen, I know that there are many people that that listen from every kind of background. That includes, listen, I know that, because I get the emails, that there are those that are part of the underground system, those who are living for the coming globalism, living for the coming world leader, living for it all. As a matter of fact, some, did you know this? I don't know if Christians knew this or not, but if you didn't, there are those in the underground that are preparing for war. And they believe that they will be the troops of Antichrist when it comes to Armageddon. Matter of fact, one of them brought a letter to me years ago coming from one of their regional leaders, very supposedly powerful satanic or Luciferian type priest, wealthy individual. And it said simply there that this individual is looking forward to the day of Armageddon when they unleash on me this highly trained, programmed, demonized super soldier. What that individual did not know is that I will not be on the ground when that conflict begins. If you're a believer in Christ, you're not going to be on the ground when Armageddon occurs. Let me tell you something. There'll be those on the ground, those in the air. That's where the engagement will take place. We're going to look into that. We're going to look at the future prophetic revelation tonight, and touch on the fact that Armageddon is not about nations destroying nations. It's about the globalized super soldier and super military, the most powerful, the most supernaturally engaged, technologically advanced military system. I'm talking about military systems all over Europe, Germany and Austria and the Czech Republic and France and up in the Netherlands and Finland and all over Italy and everywhere, that will eventually be joining together under the rise of a new order, under the rise of, a globalism that has reared its head everywhere. As I've said on other series that we have done on globalism, For all those that are downloading or listening, we have those that are downloading archives right there in Rome, two buildings over from the Vatican, all across Europe, all across, even in Russia and China and Japan, on the Philippine island there in Manila, Seoul, Korea, South Korea, all across Europe, Mexico, Canada, Australia, and deeply within the United States. So listen, there's a great interest, obviously, in the subjects, and I've done a series on globalism. You can check again the shatterthedarkness.net website and find that series. And I've said very clearly then, and I'll say very clearly now, there is no globalism without the supernatural power, the spirit that's behind the rise of it. Nothing in politics, nothing at the UN, nothing in education, nothing in the environmental causes, nothing without the spirit that is driving it and guiding it and developing it. And we need to understand. And many of those that are the theoretical physicists and those of the, you know, top of the new age, listen, that new crop of intellectuals, educators, and military and others that believe in a global mind, a living presence around the earth. I'm only asking you to examine in the Bible, in Hebrew, or in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, where it talks about the ruler of the power, the prince of the power of the air. Now, literally in the Greek, it's the ruler of the domain of the air. It is the atmosphere, the dense atmosphere encircling the earth. There is a living presence. There is definitely mind, will, emotion, communication, energy, presence, power. He's called the spirit who is now supernaturally operative, literally in millions, but specifically in the leadership that guides globalism. The old writers, Albert Pike, Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, David Spangler, Mr. Mueller out there, many others, thousands of others that have been guided by the seducing spirits that were predicted that would come. They're leading and guiding and directing on the physical side anyway, but there is a massive, massive, unprecedented supernatural push towards globalism. But I'm going to tell you something. I want you to hear me. Get real close. Mark this down. There will be no ultimate rise to globalism without a massive, chaotic revolt, rebellion, anarchy. Call it whatever you want. Insurrection. The undergrounders, the real Luciferians, they call it a black awakening. Kind of like an inverted Pentecost when a burst of satanic power, let alone the release of a chaos, not just civil war and racial issue, not just nations clamoring and having border skirmishes, but we're talking about what's been going on in the creation of super soldiers for some time now. They're here. They're among us. There's no question. We talk about that a lot. But behind all of it, I want you to just know this part. And again, for those who are conspiracy theorists out there that you read all the stuff, maybe some of the survivalist stuff in Montana and other places, you read about the stuff, and you don't know God, you don't know Christ, but you do know that a globalism is coming, a new world order is coming, and you want to fight against it, you're a nationalist, you want the United States not to yield to it, which is a good thing. We don't want the United States or any nation to yield to it, but a power and a presence unleashed unlike anything in human history, is upon us and is rising. You've got to understand that. This is part of why there is great urgency by many that are talking about this. So wherever you hear it, globalism. Matter of fact, my friend from out west, Tim, sent me an article, and I believe it came off of WorldNet Daily. Yeah, I'm just taking a look real quick here. And I think the article is by, Jerome Corsi. Let me just give you a quick note on this. I'm quoting a former science advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher says, the real purpose of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen on December 7th through the 18th is to use global warming hype as a pretext to lay the foundation for a one world government. Now, I'm going to quote this again, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's off of World Net Daily. A friend, Tim, thank you, sent this to me, I believe yesterday, and it is by Jerome Corsi. I just picked up two other books of his. One's called, Jerome Corsi wrote a book, and I've quoted this also in mine, called The Late Great Planet Earth. No, not Planet Earth. The Late Great Planet, The Late Great USA. Sorry. Jerome Corsi. The Late Great USA. A brand new book that he just put out too that is called America for Sale. And listen, you might want to check that out. But let me give you a quote. Here's the quote again. A former science, and I'm quoting, quote, a former science advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher says the real purpose of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen on December the 7th through the 18th, just a couple months away here, is to use a global warming hype, Let me say it again, quoting, to use global warming hype as a pretext to lay the foundation for a one world government. It's about politics. It's about the environment. It's about military. It's about the economic power struggles that are going on. Everything is going to push everyone, every nation, every leader towards a one world government. So here it is. You can pick up this article Monday, October 19th, right there at WorldNet Daily. I'm going on to quote this a little bit. At the 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference, by the way, let me just interrupt with, folks from the United Nations, from the UN, I have no question by the providence of God would get this and listen to this, maybe even in your offices right now live or archived or sent to someone there. I am telling you that there is grave warning. 3,000 years ago, God even spoke to the leaders, to the nations, to the masses, the critical mass of people, concerning what's occurring right now. And so let me say from one human being to another, I beg you to listen to the four-part series on Armageddon. I beg you to take a look at this. You see, the United Nations, for all the rest of us, you got to understand the Luciferic invocation has been done there. There is deep spiritual presence and practice in the United Nations that all lends itself to the New Age concepts of a spiritual evolution to deification and to a new age of globalism. And I'm challenging you to at least think through, as I proclaim to you, that that is not what you think it is. It is literally Luciferic from beginning to end. The same foundational message given thousands of years ago in Genesis 3. If you embrace the spirits of the New Age, you're embracing the spirits of Luciferianism. If you embrace the didache, the dogma, the teaching, that if we follow those spirits, we will spiritually evolve to an elite level of hidden knowledge, and gain an ascendancy or a evolution of consciousness, transformation of humanity. Oh, there's a transformation, but the word should not be transformation. The word should be transmutation. The powers that blind right now will become so thick, so vast, so strong, so gripping, so mighty, that outside the Spirit of God, the blood of the Son of God, Christ Himself, some of you may be lost forever, never able to come out. So hear me now. I quote again from the article by Jerome R. Corsi, WorldNet Daily, today's article. At the 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen this December, weeks away, a treaty will be signed. Lord Christopher Montacton told a Minnesota Free Market Institute audience on Thursday at Bethel University in St. Paul, quoting, listen, your president, he's talking about Barack Obama, your president will sign it. Most of the third world countries will sign it because they think they're going to get money out of it. Most of the left-wing regimes from the European Union will rubber stamp it. Virtually nobody won't sign it, he told the audience of some 700 attendees. He goes on to quote, I read that treaty, and what it says is this, that a world government is going to be created. Did you hear Jerome? These are Jerome R. Corsi's words in the article right now, fresh, October 19th, 2009. I'm quoting him right here. I have read the treaty. And what it says is this, that world government is going to be created. The world's government actually appears as the first of three purposes of the new entity. Let me again quote a little bit more of this. It's too important to miss this. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries, in satisfaction of what is called climate debt, because we've been burning CO2 and they haven't. We've been screwing up the climate and they haven't. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. Enforcement. I'm going to tell you again what 3,000 years ago God said, speaking to those developing globalism, those developing this very thing that's going on right now. God spoke to them, to the nations. He warns the nations getting involved. Let Barack Obama be warned by the word of God in Psalm 2. God has never, ever failed in demonstrating the accuracy of prophetic revelation. God sees a globalism rising that will, as he says 3,000 years ago, eventually gather together. Globalism on this end sounds like something that will save the world. But in the development of globalism, the bursting out of globalism, the new leadership of globalism, it's all about the end. There's a goal to the madness. The creation of enforcement. A super military that can enforce the laws, the rules, the ideologies, purposes of globalism over all sovereign nations. And I'm going to tell you again, no matter who's listening right now, there is no globalism without this prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit that is now at work, and he will be there in Copenhagen. Let the warning go out. He will be there. Let the believers in Christ gather to pray. Don't just sit there. Don't just watch it all go down. You stand to the very day of Christ. You stand to the very day of Christ. You be bold and strong and fearless, and letting the world hear the warning. calling people to come to the real Christ and not a New Age Luciferian counterfeit, the Antichristu, Homo Satanus. So, listen, as we open up this live show tonight, let me tell you what's going on. We are right in the thick of it, my friends. And the President of the United States will be there, and he's going to be engaging. And it is said already that he's going to sign. Well, I got a question that has come in tonight, and it's really great, and I appreciate this from a dear friend out of now, out of England. Can't wait to get to England, visit folks there. It says that they're simply hoping that you can have a question and answer week at some point. So I can ask a lot of questions. One question is this. What actually is a demon, and is there a difference between that and a fallen angel? Well, ultimately, the demon is really the name. It's a spirit. And it has the idea of an evil nature. You'll read about unclean spirits. You'll read about the devil and his angels. A third of the angelic host defected from God in the heavenlies. As they listened to the insurrection and to the violent twisting of the, well, then fallen cherub. Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14. Take a read of those two. And so some look at it different in rankings. Some that even have referred to in extra-biblical literatures that Nephilim that died off, their spirits are here. I will primarily just go to the New Testament and show you throughout all the Gospels and the book of Acts. Evil spirit, demon, fallen angel, they all have the same nature. They're all part of the same structure of fallen kingdom. Now, there's written in Ephesians about chapter 6, a hierarchy of, I believe there's celestial demonic presence. I believe that there is territorial or national, like the Prince of Persia, demonic, powerful, regional or national presence. I believe that on local levels, there are, well, there's principalities and powers and rulers and the cosmocrators, referred to in Ephesians 6, in the air all around us. Every part of the ranking, regardless of the details of their origin, they are fallen, they are unredeemable, they are completely in their nature bent in hatred, raging hatred to God, and they're part of a vast spiritual kingdom that encircles the globe and is also on the ground. People get possessed by demonic presence. New Agers and many others have been guided by, well, they can call them spirit guides or ascended masters. If they are finite fallen angels, and you know, and the demonic, they're called demons, they have one nature, to oppose God. Their nature is to oppose God. Their will is to oppose God. They're vast. They're powerful beyond human capacity. Unless, of course, we have Christ in his authority that he gives to believers. But as far as the whole of the world, they're the ones operating in a hierarchy. Even the writer, one of the founding well, they can call her the mother of the New Age movement, Alice Bailey, guided by what she would consider ascended master of the Tibetan, which I would say is a cosmocrator out of Ephesians 6, or if you look at 1 Timothy 4:1, it says there the Spirit of God, the uncreated eternal Spirit of God, tells us expressly that planos spirits, and in that context, they're giving doctrines, didache, teachings, dogma, of demons. These are the inspired writings of Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, David Spangler, and many others. So these spiritual, well, demons, spirit, you can call them a spirit, a fallen angel, or demon. In that context, they're called spirits, but they're also called demons. And they will come in massive quantity towards the end. And they will bring about didache, writings, teachings, inspired writings, that will guide people into alternative spirituality, alternative versions of God, of origins and endings. It will involve the teaching and revelation of a coming world leader. It will promise a spiritual evolution to human deification, all of which we find in Genesis 3. So let me just share that much. However you look at all of the structure of the satanic kingdom domain, they all involve the same issue. Demon, unclean spirit, some would even try to, you know, say the spirits of the Nephilim. Fallen angel is clear because we find that even in Revelation 12, the devil and his angels, because angelos just means messenger, a servant. They are spirits, they are demons, and they are the devil and his angels fought against Michael and the angels of God. And of course, they lose. So, very good question. Appreciate that. Again, anybody could write in, throw in a question. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. Blessings to our friend there in the UK. Tonight we're talking about Armageddon Part 1. Here's the title tonight, The Future Revealed. And again, they want to kill God. Now that's a big issue. And I'm going to say right now for those in the UN, other places, the spirit that guides globalism, the New Age, and all this right now, on the surface, probably by hundreds of millions involved, United States, Canada, Australia, all through Europe, they have no idea right now, but the ultimate end of the spirit of globalism, listen to me carefully, is to kill God. If you don't agree, that's okay, but I'm asking you to engage, at least listen. Because there's been two attempts already to literally oust or destroy or remove God. I'll tell you about those in a moment. But Armageddon is about the third attempt to kill God, to rid the world, to destroy God, believe it or not. And I'm going to tell you, military men and women, politicians, globalists, and even Barack Obama, that the warning that God gave in Psalm 2 to you directly deals with an invitation to get out of it, but a warning if you stay in it. It shows that there is a united globalist front building that will ultimately take their stand against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. Now that's spoken at this point in history, 3,000 years ago. I call it PS2, Psalm chapter 2. You need to know, if you're into prophecy a lot, you need to know Psalm 2. Because it is a living message from now until the very day of Armageddon. It is an appeal to the leaders of the world, all those that are meeting in Copenhagen. Maybe there's some believers that can be there. Maybe there's somebody that can send text messages. Maybe somebody can send letters. Maybe somebody can have signs outside the meeting place. Appealing to the leadership, Psalm chapter 2, God is saying, don't go down that road. The bridge is out. The end of it is destruction, as no destruction in human history. Jesus Christ even said that unless he cut the day short, there wouldn't even be any humans left. The deception will become so vast, so deep, so strong, so thick with the arrival of Antichrist, false prophet, new globalism, the planetary spiritual release of demonic power is going to be like the day of Pentecost, only a satanic one. And most Christians have never touched the subject or looked into the subject. In Revelation 16, the mother of all satanic, demonic release in human history will occur here in the near future. It is a planetary spiritual wave of the darkest, most powerful, most seductive demonic presence in global history. I want you to hear this. I urge you, if you are feeling as a believer the Spirit of God in the context of the message, and it all jives and you know it does with the Word of God, then go ahead and make some copies. Go ahead and send it around. Because God gave a heads up so that we could be prepared and ready, that we could be preemptive, that we could be witnesses in the world. Oh, there's some witnesses coming. Witnesses for 3.5 years, not even the Antichrist himself can stop at first. There will be massive, massive revelation of God in the first 3 years of the crystallizing of one world order, globalization. But I'm going to tell you again, that globalization cannot take place without the vast chaos that will bring collapse. Now we'll talk about that again later, but I'm just telling you again. When you read Jerome R. Corsi's article on World Net Daily, and I do urge you to do so, you are going to read about his, well, revelations of the big meeting coming in Copenhagen in just a few weeks. United Nations Climate Change Conference. I am telling you now, will be guided, maybe attended by, the Prince of the Power of the Eros, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are opposed to the living God and to God's Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. The critical mass of Antichrist spirit will grow. This is another stage in the development of globalism. I would urge you as an individual listener, again, whether Luciferian, Satanist, globalist, New Ager, UN, in the military, wherever you might be, politician, or Barack, if you get this, we need to talk. The Prime Minister of England needs to deal with this. The leadership in all of Europe, where the darkest of Luciferic power, ancient rituals, and most likely the birth of the Antichrist already occurred. In my opinion, the birth has already occurred, and he's literally operating behind the scenes. Well, in some sense, maybe in plain sight, in some small political sense, but that which is small, as the book of Daniel prophesies, will eventually become leadership in the world. So I'm saying tonight, Monday, October 19th, and for the new ones coming in, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Take your time on that site. A lot of stuff there. We'll do some changes on that down the road, but there's a lot of stuff there. And hundreds of thousands of people are downloading the MP3s and listening. In 80 countries now, including some of you right there in the Vatican or in the buildings next to the Vatican in Rome. The ancient satanic rituals are growing. Most have no idea. There's a need for a great supernatural hole into the substructure of radical Luciferian evil. There is no advancement to globalism, no advancement to the cause of Satan in this world without the release of powers. Christians should understand that without being clothed with power from on high, we can't be soul-winning witnesses of Christ. There is no advance to the cause of Christ, to the body of Christ, to the kingdom of God, without the power of God. And on the counterfeit side, there is no advance to the cause, the satanic cause, the Luciferian cause. Without the angel of light, masqueraded angel of light, seduction, deception, the powers. For the Luciferians, the real ones, the bloodliners, the chosen ones, you know what I'm talking about. You know the rituals that are done consistently week after week after week after week to fill the air with demonic presence and manifestation, to target the leadership and the politicians and the military. You have infiltrated everywhere. We know that. God knows that. In the end, it's all about a day of instruction. Now listen, I'm going to go right now to Revelation chapter 16. Again, if you'd like to write in and throw in a question, you can at shatterxmlsbcglobal.net. And we want to tell you about that. If you are one of those who have ordered the book, The Black Awakening, I want you to know that we're giving out three of the courses to you free. You order the book, you get three courses. The courses are worth over $240. You can't beat that. You can check it all out if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, click on where it talks about the Black Awakening book and read all about it. You might want to come to the conference in Mansfield because we're going to give you some heads up there. We're going to tell you about more of this. But let me tell you tonight, what we're talking about is this. In prophetic revelation, as God has done throughout fallen human history, in the book of Revelation chapter 16, there is in verse 12 down, the sixth angel, well, the bowl is poured out. And then verse 13 talks about three evil spirits that look like frogs. By the way, that's kind of the image of actually ancient demon gods. They all like to have little images out there. And John, by the Spirit of God, the infinite God, who is everywhere in all of time, past, present, and future at the same moment, time shows no limitations for God, past or future. So God gives revelation 2,000 years ago to John on the Isle of Patmos, pouring out the apocalypse of Jesu Christu, the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is, again, the only accurate source of these snapshots of future, actual history. All the contingencies are all considered in the ultimate of everything that does occur. God then gives the snapshot. And I've listened to coast listeners and others and speakers and so forth talk about how they want to change all this. They know that there's a shadow government, shadow military, all this dark stuff. The Antichrist is coming, folks. But many of those folks are without Christ and authority and the Spirit of God. You give yourself to the spirits of the New Age, these finite fallen ones that have more power than you to seduce you, outside of Jesus Christ and His love for you and power for you and authority for you and protection over you, I'm afraid you're going to be sucked into this black flame, as the old Nazis called it. Here is the mother of all rituals, and I'm telling you again that there's no globalism, and I'm going to tell you tonight, there is no Armageddon. There is no world, global class, super military. There is no globalism, no Armageddon, no super soldiers, without what occurs here in Revelation 14, chapter 16, verse 14. Out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the Antichrist, out of the mouth of the false prophet, targeted in ritualistic fashion, the summoning of demons, and then the targeted sending. This global, spiritual, planetary wave of dark power is unprecedented, Even God shows us that it takes effect in those who've already given themselves to the precursors of globalism and the Antichrist. It will work on those who have taken the mark, who've joined globalism. So for those going to the meeting in Copenhagen, you are warned about the precursors that will lead up to this day. If you study Revelation 16, verse 14, this is a planetary global release of summoned demons targeting the political and military leaders of the world, of the whole world. Just like at Bohemian Grove when they bring world leaders there and they do the sacrifice to Moloch and they send dark powers on the leaders to influence them. Just like probably at the meeting in Copenhagen, where by mode of operation, Luciferians, people that are committed, and even deep New Agers, will summon the powers and unleash them. It'll be a spiritual meeting, all right. It'll be a targeted place, all right. But it's all precursors to this. And this, you can take it to the bank. Well, actually, I don't want to say bank because you can't trust anything now. You can take it to the infallible Word of God. This is in preparation. This will occur. And when this global release of summoned demonic power is sent targeting you political leaders and you military leaders in the whole world, they're coming to do one thing. To gather them, just like it said 3,000 years ago in Psalm 2, circle the phrase in there, gathering them. Circle that and go back to Psalm 2. How the kings, the nations, the people, gathering together against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ. It's coming. It's not a new age of Aquarius. It's not a new age of peace. Smoke all the pot you want, but you still might go to hell without Christ. And I want to tell you right now that Revelation 16, 14 tells that the demonic powers, again, I'll say it, mark it down, there is no advancement to the satanic cause in the air, on the ground, in the militaries, in the nations, among the kings, without the powers that be. Powers are sent to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Now in between verse 14 and 16, verse 16 says this, then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Armageddon. If you read in the middle of that, verse 15, behold, I come like a thief, referring to Christ. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he might not go naked and be shamefully exposed. And I'm going to tell you right now, without the clothing of the righteousness of Christ, without the gift of the Spirit of Christ within you, without the mark of God's Holy Spirit on you, without the name, your name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you, my friend, are lost. And I beg you as a friend, a human friend here, come to Christ, the real Christ of Scripture. Died for you, rose for you, shed his blood, and is going to return. And I'm going to tell you right now, Armageddon is all about the return of Christ. I don't care if you're military, I don't care if you're political, I don't care where you're at in the world, I don't care if you're listening from Copenhagen, I don't care if you're listening to the archive. You know, weeks later, that was done here on Monday the 19th. By the compelling Spirit of God, I call you to listen, to engage, to think through this. Study Psalm 2 if you would. Study Revelation 16 if you would. And then you can go to Revelation 19. And if for any reason someone listening thinks the Bible is, you know, minimal, There is no book that has greater archaeological, historical backing or manuscript backing than any other ancient manuscript in history. There is no other book whose 40 writers over 1,600 years, three continents, three languages, every one of them knew the God that I'm talking about, the living God, Christ. They knew and had the Spirit of God on them as they were guided. You can either take the revelation of the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God as He beckons you to come to God, as God wants you. Or you can listen to the damned, fallen, finite spirits. They know they're damned. They know that judgment is coming. I've done exorcisms over the last 25 years, and the demons, they know who Christ is. They fear Him. Their nature and will is bent in opposition to God. They don't care about shredding humanity. They want to use you. But they know there's a day and an hour of judgment. It is my opinion that part of the ramping up and part of the globalism and part of the development of the weaponries and even the day of Armageddon is all about, if they can stop God Christ from returning to bring as the Prince of Peace an end to all war, an end to sin, an end to crime, an end to death, an end to all this madness, and initiate the millennium, the kingdom of God. The lamb lies down with the lion. There is a day and an age of peace. Satan's just trying to sell many new agers, a counterfeit version before the real comes. Armageddon is all about the satanic side manifesting in unprecedented ways in human history, gathering through the political, the military systems, the most supernaturally infused, energized soldiers and weaponry. That are meant for one thing. The third and final attempt at destroying God, killing God. Armageddon's all about killing God. Because I'm going to tell you, and you should again, circle out of Revelation 16, 14, 15, and 16. You'll see the fulfillment of that satanic release of a planetary scale power, dark power. And the end result in Revelation 19, 19. Here's what it said, I saw the beast. That is God's terminology for the inhuman or unhuman Homo Satanus. This is more than just Nephilim. This is Satan himself in counterfeit incarnation. The most supernatural being on the planet outside of Christ. He will be there leading the kings, the leadership, the political, the military leaders of the earth. Colonel Shannon, Earth, the 1st Earth Battalion, is but the precursor of what is to come. Back out of it now. Come to the living Christ. Here's what it says, that the beast and the kings of the earth, they're gathering their armies. That's future. Could be 7, 8, 9 years away. When you see the word armies there, circle it. You're talking about the largest, most advanced, most technologically advanced, but absolutely supernaturally charged, transmuted super soldier and super weaponry. See where it says they're gathered together? Circle that again. You can go back to Revelation 16. Circle where it says gather together. Go back to Psalm chapter 2. Look what God said 3,000 years ago. Gathered together. In Psalm chapter 2, God says, why? kings of the earth, nations, and the vast numbers of peoples, gathering together to take their stand against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ, Messiah, Jesus Christ. The demons rage, they know what they want. The satanic chosen ones built over the last 30, 40, 50 years, they know. They talk about this day. It's all about being gathered together, Psalm 2. Gather together, Revelation 16. Gather together, Revelation 19, 19. You can look for the book called R 1919 coming out maybe in December. It's all about this one simple thing. Well, is it simple? The end of history as we know it. Thank God for that. Because in Revelation 19, there are five hallelujahs to the living Christ. That's right, Oprah and Eckhart Tolle. The real living Christ. The skies will crack open. The dimension of heaven will open. And there'll be a rider on the white, the victory. The same Christ who died on the rugged cross and rose from the dead as spoken in Psalm 16, 1,000 years in advance. Who ascended, glorified, waiting, will descend. When Christ, God, Christ descends. His armies, you who are believers in Christ, will already have been glorified, and now you, Revelation 19, 11, you are with him. You're there. You are there descending. See, on the ground by that time, all that is left are those who've rejected Christ of the cross. That old rugged cross. That amazing grace. How could you do it? What rages in your heart? Either you have God's presence and power inside of you, or you do not. Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, doesn't make any difference what nation right now, today, this moment, there's time, the living Christ will come into your life, bring forgiveness, give the gift of eternal life, give you the gift of the Spirit of God. Read the Gospel of John. Read John's Gospel chapter 7, dear friends. You there in the UN, those of you in political and military circles. And yes, even you New Agers. Out of the darkness come now into the real light of God, infinite in Christ. Revelation 19, 19 is all about the Luciferian goal of trying to kill God the third time. And so I'm praying for you to come to the living Christ. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Listen, you can email us at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. I'm simply telling you right now that Armageddon is all about the final attempt to raise weapons into the skies and seek to blast Christ. But I'm going to tell you a key point right now. And I think that if you'll take the moment to read Revelation 19:20, the very next verse, chosen ones, satanic chosen ones, Luciferians, those of you committed to that cause right now, God already shows you the future. If you stick with the Prince of Darkness. I hope to see you tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. right here, Eastern Standard Time, as we start our second part. God bless you.